Good morning and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast. Although it might be later than morning, but I'm recording this on Friday, September 9th, 2011, which is the morning or a morning in which all of the Nike Mag limited edition sneakers are on eBay. Those are the 2015 style Back to the Future 2 Nikes. They don't actually self-lace, but they do apparently light up and do a bunch of other neat stuff. You're not supposed to wear them, but considering they're all $5,000 plus, if you bought them, you probably wouldn't wear them anyway. Unless you're like Mark Cuban, but maybe you'd be too cool to wear them if you're Mark Cuban. I don't know. Anyway, let's get on with the news stuff. In the news this week, your top movies last week were The Help, which actually went up to $14.6 million. It's like Titanic, but not as big, but kind of. The Debt, $9.9 million. Apollo 18, $8.7 million. Shark Knight 3D, $8.4 million, and Rise of the Planet of the Apes hung on to the top five with $7.9 million, which means it's time to announce a sequel. We want more ape movies, damn it. New at the box office this week, Contagion, Warrior, Bucky Larson, Born to be a Star, Burke and Hare, and some other stuff in limited release. Lion King 3D opens next week on Wednesday. In the news, the FX show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia starts its new season with Mac as a Fat Guy on September 15th. Ben & Jerry's has new ice cream flavor named for a classic SNL sketch, and it is indeed called Sweaty Balls. I guess samplers are making the rounds to NPR, appropriately enough, and other media right now. America's Most Wanted has found a new home. Fox canceled it, and Lifetime picked it up. What? Fox's newest show to be canceled before 2011 up is predicted to be New Girl, starring Zooey Deschanel. The first episode is up on iTunes for a free preview right now if you want to see it. There's a rumor going around that Eddie Murphy will be hosting the next Oscars. Why not? How bad a job could he do? He'll probably be fine. On sale at Entertainment Earth. On our site, we have a very special section called Really Cool Expensive Stuff. What do we sell there? Really cool expensive stuff. It's where all of our high-end statues, collectibles, plush, prop replicas, what have you, that's where those go. And most of the items are about $200 and up. But for this week, we're offering free shipping on pre-orders and in-stock items. So if you're looking for upcoming Gentle Giant statues, if you're looking for really big plush, certain art prints, all these things, there are restrictions, but we are offering free shipping on really cool expensive stuff now through next week, Tuesday, which I believe is September 13th. So hurry the heck up. If you're looking to order something high-end, now is the time to do it. Because shipping is free at Entertainment Earth. How's that? All right. In the toy news, we had some interesting things come in this week. New Green Lantern Movie Masters, Goliath Zedd and Hector Hammond showed up this week. We have pictures up. That's the first I've actually seen of them. If they were on display at Comic-Con, I didn't actually notice, I'm sorry to say. But they are up, and we have pictures, and they're in stock, and you can order them now. So they're $16.99 each. A new Living Dead doll set called Rotten Sam and Sandy, which is clearly Raggedy Ann and Andy, will be coming from Mezco in January. It's pretty cool, and the names make a lot of sense. New UFC figures from Round 5 are coming in November. Series 8 will include John Bones Jones with a championship belt, Brock Lesnar, Georges St. Pierre, also with a championship belt, Roy Nelson, and Jose Aldo. And if I pronounce any of those names wrong, please don't beat me. I don't watch a lot of combat sports or sports of any kind. I know robots. Sorry. Disney stores are putting out another 12 Funko Pop Vinyl Disney figures, bringing the total to 24. So there's a lot more Funko Pop Vinyl figures in the mix right now. New ones include Jack Skellington, Boo, Sally. I looked at them. Not as crazy about Series 2 as I was about Series 1, but there's still some really good stuff in there. And if you like Disney or need to buy something for someone who likes Disney, hey, good to know. I prefer the Star Wars and Marvel ones, which we, of course, sell. But, you know, that's me. Real Steel toys are starting to hit from Jack's Pacific. Check websites or stores for availability. It's the new boxing robot movie. Might have mentioned that last week. Either way, G.I. Joe. I don't think I mentioned this last week, so I'll mention it now. And if I did, yeah, you can hear it again. The G.I. Joe Collectors Club 2012 figure is Footloose, and the Club 12-inch figure is the Man of Evil, which looks like an Adventure Team guy, but a bad guy. And that's cool. And that's it. That's it for this week. Next week's a really big week, not just because it's my birthday, but it's also the release of Star Wars on Blu-ray, so that's a pretty nice birthday present. You know, all the changes you're hearing about aside, I get some deleted scenes, and what's really interesting is I am now being told that the deleted scenes on the Blu-ray are not the same as DVD. So if you have your prequel DVDs, don't get rid of them. At least don't get rid of them yet, because the supplements are different and you have a reason to hold on to it, which is really unfortunate. Maybe I got spoiled by the Alien box that I finally watched, but it's got everything on it. That's all I want. Everything. I'm paying for everything. How about it? Anyway, that's all I got for this week. I will see you in the future. Don't forget to check out sale.entertainment.com for our latest sales. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/endearth. And if you like the show, please tell a friend. And if you don't like the show, you can tweet me at endearth and tell me what to change. Maybe I'll listen. Who knows? I'm feeling good. See you guys in the next episode, which will be recorded right after I click stop.